listen, admit, and apologize. It's not stupid, it's not dead right, it's not dumb anymore. You're waiting. It is death or truth. We have this opportunity to share this moment and hold him accountable and stand in that truth. And experience the fierce truth of anger, not the ridiculous violence. Confront him directly. And he's asked that you do this. Please stand up, come. Present yourself in that truth. And he will meet you. We've discussed this for 22 years. So I've known Andrew Roshi for nearly 40 years. And Friends of Zen, I'm abbot of Friends of Zen, organization that he flew. Diane George Birch and Ada Roshi and I formed in 1982 to bring the lineage to a more modern, postmodern perspective. That conspiracy continues. See how much fun we're having with it. So Friends of Zen would not exist without Roshi's life work. I would not exist as I do without Ada Roshi's life work. There are many other positive things I could say about Ada and his teachings, the positive impact he's had on me and thousands of others. That is a place, but that's not why we're here today. The truth is we're faced is a simple one. Over the decades, Ada Roshi engaged in repeated sexual relationships with his female students under a veil of secrecy and manipulation. He took sexual advances towards and slept with some of his students and then pressured them to keep quiet about it, to hide it. He took advantage of unequal power relationships in the container of Zen to engage in the kinds of behavior that had led him to be accused of being a sexual predator. Until this latest incident, when caught numerous times throughout his long teaching career, he refused to admit his wrongdoing, apologize, seek counseling to address his behavior, make amends with those he hurt, admit his deception, and address the problems in spite of being urged to do so. He has nearly destroyed that which he worked so hard to build. His actions and inactions have placed Daibasatsu at risk of no longer being a place of perpetuity and continuity, and of not being safe in a welcoming place. He has hurt many women deeply, not just with his unethical sexuality, but also with his lies, deceptions, and unwillingness to step forward and address this over the years. This has hurt all of his students, both male and female. He betrayed the trust of his students, their spouses, their children, and others to the extent that trusting him is now seen by some to be a risk, very risky prospect of re-victimization. He has deeply tarnished this dharma. He created an atmosphere of fear, victimness. He placed a cloud over those who were his most dedicated of students. Ada Roshi has historically acted in deep ignorance and confusion. I resigned as vice abbot, left Daibasatsu in 1993 in protest over this behavior, which affected me deeply. I thought that I could simply turn from it, but I made Roshi's dharma error. His actions have seriously damaged the credibility of our lineage, Zen Study Society and Daibasatsu. The time has come. I also take my guilt and admission of my inability to bring this truth forward, to stand up in a way. We all share that. Serious students. How many of us have said, how many sashins? How can we allow this to be? How can I do that? My culpability. I own that. I take that on. I apologize for that. It's time to move on. Truth. Absolute truth. Introspection. Clear discernment, compassionate understanding, and then a statement to the world. We're back, we're awake, we're trustworthy. This is the Dharma, represented top down. We are here today to hold him accountable for his unethical and ignorant sexual behavior. Roshi is here to take full accounting of his actions and take responsibility for his behavior, and to sit in the fire of those who have been hurt by his actions. He asks that you talk to him. He wants to hear your voices firsthand. My hope is that today we can compassionately begin the long process of healing. The truth will set us free. This is the beginning, not the end. So please participate fully, compassionately, clearly, heart open, eyes open. Are you here?
Yes.
Hi.
Hi, sir.
Hi.
Thank you.
Thank you, Junko. So, at this point, Mr. Shimano, would you like to speak? If you think that this is a matter of finance, don't worry. I said to her, it's not a matter of finance. It's a matter of immaturity of my practice. She insisted and insisted and insisted. And finally, I had to agree to take the project of establishing the Daikotsaku Zenpo. She said, there's no condition but one. But that, she said, anyone, regardless of racial background, cultural background, must be accepted. There will be no discrimination, participation. I thought that is easy. So I said, all right, with this agreement. So with the help of so many people, particularly Bill Johnston, Dave Summerson, that project began and dedication ceremony took place on July 4th, 1976. It was bicentennial day of this nation. Anyone should not be refused. For her, my, and for her husband, not only myself, but our gratitude, I assume, will go without their help. It was not possible. That beautiful day of September was born. So, first, I would like to express on behalf of us the fatherless gratitude to the both of them and those who are helping the establishment as well as even now, continuation, maintenance of that two temples. And on top of it, each session which we did together always ending was great. And each time I thought, my goodness, Zazen is now little by little penetrating into this nation. So my gratitude goes to you all, whether you actually attended the session or not, as long as you are in one way or another related to Zazen practice. I'm so grateful. And even now, I was situation, I received, we received your kind assistance, records, and many other things can't say appropriately how to express our gratitude. So this number one. Thank you very much. Another good point is the in spite of the fact that we did session together and you helped us and we helped each other, either directly or indirectly, I hurt your feeling, to which I have no word to express my apology, and have no regret to say, no reservation to say, I'm sorry, truly, terribly sorry. Of course, there is an excuse that I was not familiar with the your culture, and I was not aware of the fear you may have. Terrifying feeling you might have or had. This is my ignorance, and I nevertheless I have no problem open-heartedly to express my apology for my stupidity. The third point is a confession. Some 35 years ago, Shinge Roshi, now in those days she was called Loco, she and I had the man and woman relationship for a short while. As long as this is a meeting to uncover so I mention this so that you will know that was the truth. And again, for this, I'm sorry. Nevertheless, that was a beautiful experience in my life. Now, these three points are the main points, gratitude and apology and confession. And beyond this, if you have something good to say, something to accuse, please feel free to do so. Thank you very much.
So I just had one thing. So this list that Ada Roche had or did not have given immediate sexual behavior. In our discussion, you admit to this list, and they're open to any discussion or question concerning his behaviors or activities?
That's more or less.
It's more or less correct. So the ground is open, the door is open.
Is it more or less?
It's open. It's open. So that being the case, what I'm saying is this list was suggested by students and people that I've talked to. And so this is just a random list of the voices that are being presented. So I'm saying Ada Roche, she hears the voices and agrees that there's truth in this. So then if there's, please come forward with circumstances.
So who would like to speak? Thank you.
Should we set a chair up if you're not coming?
Would you like, you don't need to bring your chair. You can take this chair.
Thought I'd find myself here. Do you believe in dreams? Do you believe in the power of dreams? Not dreams that we have when we're awake, but dreams we have when we're sleeping. Do you believe in the power of those?
Yes.
Do you think they tell us the truth?
Sometimes.
I do dream work. I do dream work. That's what I'm trained for. I came to DBZ, and about 3 months later, because I wanted it, everybody else left to go and do something, and I was left at DBZ by myself, and it was wonderful. It was wonderful. It was in the middle of winter. It was wonderful. And while I was there by myself, I had a dream. I had a dream. And in that dream, Peter Lombardi was in that dream. Peter Lombardi, a caretaker, Zomo, Peter. And we were in the foyer of the Zendo. And there was this huge pillar in the middle of the room. Huge, huge pillar in the middle of the room. And it supported the whole place. And I noticed at the base of that pillar, there was something going on. And I picked at it. And I looked at Peter and I said, this whole pillar is rotten. It's rotten to the core. Now, isn't it ironic that doing dream work, what I worried about was that you were ill. And maybe you had cancer. Or that Fujin was ill. Maybe she had cancer. That maybe somehow or other this life that I had turned myself over to completely was at risk because of this cancer that was inside this pillar. A few months later, during session, we were having morning service. And I was sitting there and we were chanting. You walked in, you went up to the altar, you're standing behind the mat getting ready to do your prostrations, and tears just started falling out of my eyes. And I took a breath. And what came into my head was, oh, Roshi, you're going to break my heart. And I took another breath. And then what came was even worse. Roshi, you're going to break your own heart. And this was before this woman stood up in the middle of the meal and informed us of what was going on, gave us this gift of truth, this difficult, such a difficult gift of truth she gave us. I was so numb for months. For months, I was just numb. People would say, oh, Jodo, you're such a rock. You just keep going. You just keep going. You're such a rock. You're such a rock. But that rock was completely numb. When I ordained, that was the best day of my life, bar nothing. Best day of my life. The light, the glow. Just the amazement of being there. And then I just went numb. And it stayed that way for months. Months. And then I got depressed. And you know, depression is really anger turned inward. And I wasn't able to feel that anger. You are the Roshi. How could I feel anger? You are the Roshi. You were supposed to show me the way. You were what we don't strive for, but what I was striving for was this amazingness, which you have in abundance. Abundance. And then came the hurt and the bewilderment, the sadness and the grief and the anger. And then it all happened again and again and again and again. 3 or 4 years of this. Just now. This last year, beginning to be able to breathe free again. I was cleaved in two straight down the middle. And I died. And it's not the death of the cushion. It's the death of love, trust, hope. This is what I've been waiting for. These words have been with me from the very beginning. But until this could happen in this way, these words could not come out because they had to come out this way. Face to face, heart to heart. The final turning point for me was when I got down to the very, very bottom. The